Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Ahead of next week's report from the White House Task Force to Protect Students from Sex Assault, a bipartisan group of senators has produced its own proposals. In a letter to the panel on Monday, they recommended reforms on how colleges should respond to sex violence on campus. When President Obama formed the task force back in January, he emphasized the need for students to lead the change.
We're going to need to encourage young people, men and women, to realize that sexual assault is simply unacceptable, and they're going to have to summon the bravery to stand up and say so, especially when the social pressure to keep quiet or to go along can be very intense.
In fact, many colleges are reaching out to students, teaching what's known as the bystander approach. The tactic, being taught at several Massachusetts schools, calls on bystanders, both men and women, to help prevent sex assault. Reporter Nancy Cohen has the story.
On a sunny afternoon at Northeastern University, students are holding a prevention festival. They're handing out chocolate ice cream, candy bars, and pamphlets about sexual assault.
I didn't expect it to be so prevalent.
That's 22-year-old Brandon Rigby, an accounting major who's stopping by. He's reading a pamphlet that says 1 in 5 female students will be victims of sexual assault on college campuses.
I would have thought it was much lower, but that's pretty high.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, almost half of the women and more than a third of the men who have experienced sexual violence in their lives were first sexually assaulted between the ages of 18 and 24, when many people are in college. Dana Altman, who studies human services and psychology at Northeastern, organized the festival. She's blowing bubbles as a way to draw students in, despite the seriousness of the issue.
I'm very interested in empowering victims of sexual assault and violence, making sure that everyone's aware of the issue, especially on college campuses, and also advocate for active bystanding.
An active bystander is someone who intervenes to interrupt behaviors in social situations that could lead to sexual violence. A group of men from the fraternity Phi Delta Theta are here to pledge their support. Among them, Daniel Asulin, a junior, who says it's possible to intervene calmly.
If something actually doesn't seem right, or, you know, a guy's being a little too aggressive or something, just, like, lean in and say, hey, like, if you're buddies, you know, just be like, hey, man, like, why don't you ease up a bit? Like, you know, she doesn't seem to be, you know, going with it.
Asulin hasn't been trained in bystander intervention, but many colleges offer it. Northeastern and UMass Amherst are instructing resident assistants and athletes. MIT trains students in dorms, fraternities, and sororities. And Westfield State University held its first training this month. It was for male athletes. Back in the 1970s and 80s, efforts to prevent sexual assault focused on women. Young women were advised not to drink too much and to leave parties with someone they know. Jane Stapleton, co-director of Prevention Innovations at the University of New Hampshire, says back then the thinking was sexual assault is a problem for women, so it's up to women to fix it.
We thought, well, if women change their behaviors, then they won't get assaulted. And unfortunately, that doesn't work. Men still continue to sexually assault because we've sort of done nothing, or we haven't taught anybody anything on how to stop men's behaviors.
Stapleton says instead of looking at women as victims and men as perpetrators, the thinking now is everyone is affected and everyone has a role to play in interrupting relationship violence. The bystander approach was developed about 20 years ago by Jackson Katz. He initially focused on training male athletes. Katz says his goal is to invite men into the conversation rather than indict them.
A lot of men will say, this is not my problem. I'm a good guy. I don't rape women. I don't harass women. And what the bystander approach allowed us to do was to say to those men, look, even if you yourself don't engage in the abusive behavior, if you don't speak up and challenge and interrupt guys around you, then in a sense, you're helping to contribute to the perpetuation of the attitudes and beliefs and sometimes behaviors that contribute to this problem.
Third page for you all.
Back at Northeastern, as part of the Prevention Festival, Betsy Gardner and Tyler Cooper from the school's Center for the Study of Sport and Society are training 6 women and 1 man in bystander intervention.
Would anybody like to volunteer to read the first paragraph?
The program presents scenarios. This one is about a man who slaps a woman at a party. 20-year-old nursing student Angela Resierda reads what a bystander might be thinking.
If nobody else is stepping in, why should I? It could get ugly. He could turn on me. Besides, if he treats his girlfriend that way and she stays with him, why should I get involved? Is it any of my business? But if I don't do something, I'm saying it's okay for a guy to abuse a woman. What should I do in this situation?
Everyone here says they would want to do something, including 19-year-old Danny Duke.
Like, it's on your shoulders once you're made aware about it, especially if it's like a friend and someone that you care about. But even if it's like someone that you don't know, like if you see it happening or if you know it's happening, you should do something.
Tyler Dorn agrees. The 22-year-old psychology major from Newberry College says by intervening, he might help both the potential victim and perpetrator.
By saying, hey, you know, this isn't something that's okay. What are you doing to your partner and what are you doing to yourself in a way by doing this? So I think it's helping everyone in the situation.
Intervening doesn't have to be confrontational. Bystanders have turned on lights or shut off music at a party to interrupt unwanted sexual attention. The training doesn't tell students what to do. It encourages them to come up with ways they'd be comfortable stepping in. Mary Smith, a 25-year-old psychology major, says she'd get other bystanders to help.
That helps me kind of think about what actions we can take as a team, and I think that that also would help with your own sense of personal safety, too.
Besides training sessions, Northeastern has an entire course on intervening. English major Sarah Bannis is enrolled. The 20-year-old describes how she intervened at a New Year's party. A guy was following and touching a friend of hers who had told him to leave her alone.
I just turned around and I said, she already said no once, so why don't you just stop? Like, she's clearly not into it. And that's, I think, when he did stop and left her alone. It was like, all we have to do is, like, speak up.
Bannis says several years ago, she had a friend who was raped and who became emotionally distraught, crying every day.
It motivated me to make sure that I can do everything in my power to make sure that no other person has to go through that.
Bannis hopes to become an English teacher and plans to bring bystander training to high schools. She says we have the tools to prevent sexual violence, but we need to use them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Nancy Cohen.